Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday the 13th of March 2022. This week we have a number of new language pages in Bantu and Bantoid languages, which are Tiv, or Zawativ, a southern Bantoid language spoken mainly in Benue State in the southeast of Nigeria, Nyamwezi, or Kinyamwezi, a Bantu language spoken in western Tanzania, Luwale, or Chiluwale, a Bantu language spoken in southern Angola and northern Zambia, and Mbunda, a Bantu language spoken in southwest Angola and northwest Zambia. There are new phrases pages in Chokwe, a Bantu language spoken in Angola, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Zambia, and Tiv, which we've already mentioned. There are new numbers pages in Chokwe, Tiv, Luwale, Mbunda, and Shona, which is a Bantu language spoken mainly in Zimbabwe. There are new Omniglot blog posts about charlatan snake oil and the Japanese word beda beda, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Kula one at the hyang kula the younger eye kula man linda del kaganet ada digat a tin naked at the pegs head at a then a canet ada then that's it the do looks like hair with ella.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken by a few hundred people in Western Canada. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Arente, a Parmenyungan language spoken in and around Alice Springs in the Northern Territory of Australia. It sounds a bit like this. There's a Keltiatia post this week about words for roofs and related things in Celtic languages, in which we discover that English words such as protect, stegosaurus, thatch, tile and toga come from the same root as Welsh words for roof and house, among other things. In the adventure in etymology this week, we untangle the origins of the word knot and find connections to such words as knit, node, nodule, noose and the name canute. I also made improvements to the Greenlandic and Shona language pages. You can find a transcript of this news and links to further information at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news and on Twitter at omniglossia. That's all for now. Thank you for listening and goodbye.